Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome. That's right. Don't adjust your radio, your internet, or your periscope. This is the Mr. and Mrs. Show, and we are back. Or more importantly, I guess I'm back. I wasn't here last.
I heard.
I don't know if that's important.
Is it not important? I think it's pretty important. So, anyways.
It was actually pretty peaceful last week.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, and welcome on Periscope if you're joining us for the first time. We have the Mrs. and the Mr.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're just going to talk about things.
I
feel like that's the best way to describe everything. We talk about topics, we talk about things in our lives, especially their lives, and we discuss it.
Are they really discussions?
Well, okay. I mean, if you want
like debates,
if you want me to say the real thing, it's him saying an answer, you rebuttaling, and then him not getting a chance to rebuttal. Then when he does,
so it's just like home.
Yeah, you do realize you're going first on everything today.
That's a good.
Why you've decided they're traps? They're not.
Yep, they're traps.
That's a good slogan. The Mr. and Mrs. Show. Just
if you
like home.
No. If it you is just like no home. No. If you go first, it's a trap.
Just saying. Wow.
That's a trap.
Wow.
Well, I gotta agree with them though because you've gotten them on every time.
Tell me any husband. Yeah. Tell me any husband that this has not happened to. And please, this will be a question of the day if you want. Go ahead. Any husband, wife, whatever, if you're watching this show on one of our Periscopians, tell us, is it not a trap if you go first?
Well, it depends on the situation, I feel.
Trap.
What do you mean?
It's a trap.
So, what are we talking about, though? You can't just say on anything.
No,
it is. That's not how it works.
No, it is on anything. You go first, you're in trouble.
All right.
You better be ready for the comeback. It's like a boomerang, you know. It looks good when it goes around first, but when it comes back at you, it's not so good.
Can I ask what happened between when I saw you this morning and when I got here this afternoon?
What are you talking about?
You're a little feisty.
Well, first of all right, let
He's
me
still
set
wearing
the mood.
A name tag.
Let me set the mood.
Yeah, don't wear the name
I
tag.
I actually think it's the Dodgers shirt.
He's
Dodgers
listen,
right now.
I can't
he's
wait
like,
for the game tonight, first of all.
He's just living it.
No, first of all, yes. Okay, fine. That. Second of all, I just had my buddy, one of my best friends in the world, not take a bullet for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And
let it go.
That kind of sets
wait,
me
hold on.
Down.
So are you telling me that there is an active shooter here?
Yes.
In the studio?
There is an active shooter in the building right now, and his name is Stephen Hillbilly.
Okay. So and for
this
those.
This seems very inappropriate for lots of reasons.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So was there? So I'm assuming you decided to have some guy conversation around taking bullets for one another, and it didn't
yes.
go well for you.
No, it didn't.
No, because I said I'm not doing it. She'll just get mad at me as she does you. What's the difference?
And
the,
you don't
and,
have to go home with
and,
her.
And I think the hypothetical or theoretical bullet here is the fact that the Mr. broke his tablet case.
I have the evidence.
We bought a new one.
3 days ago.
And it's already broken.
First day in use.
And he wanted to peg it on little Steven.
I didn't want to peg it.
So are we calling this the funny family moment of the week?
No,
I feel
no,
it.
No, you see, and here goes another question, all right? Tell me the Periscopians out here watching Greenbelts listening. Do you not cover for your best friend, for your brother,
Green
whatever?
Belts?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said best friends,
no.
brothers.
Okay.
Okay. Are you not supposed to cover for your friends? especially when it comes to a little broken piece of a tablet.
Well, he knew, just like you knew, that I would know that no, it was not him.
If he was stuck to my full onslaught plan that I had,
we would be fine. Onslaught plan.
Yeah.
You had an onslaught plan? Oh, yeah. I don't think you did.
I did.
I think
you
what...
You see, the lie, it was going to be that, and I'm teaching people how to lie, but, you know, basically, Steven
no,
was going to watch
not.
Wrestling.
You're not good at it.
I am.
No.
Yeah.
There's a question for you. Is he good at... So he's not good at lying.
No.
What's the worst lie I've ever said?
I don't think you can say a lie.
No. No.
Now he's pondering it. I don't like this. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the first segment of the show here. Funny family moments of the week. We kind of preluded to this already. So let's have the missus go first because the mister said she's going first today.
She is.
Funny family moment.
Come on, you have one.
It's a sad family moment. What do you think my funny family moment of the week is?
Don't do it.
Not doing it.
Don't do it.
Why can I not ask for a suggestion?
You can. Let me see. Where do you start?
This is not a phone a friend here, okay?
So I think it was... So I downloaded Bitmoji a couple of weeks ago. Started sending them. My mother was like, I need Bitmoji on my phone. So it's been a couple of weeks. I finally downloaded it for her this morning while I was getting my hair done and created her Bitmoji for her and then said...
Why did you create it for?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I created her Bitmoji for her and then sent a Bitmoji to the family on her behalf that said morning hugs because that's my mother. So then people like James and the mister and my sister and you know start sending Bitmojis back and there's, you know, a Bitmoji war apparently. And my dad turns to me and he says, "Why do you show her these things?"
In your defense, you actually didn't. No, you did. But then I showed it to her, and she's like, "How do you do this?"
So it was very funny. If you know my dad, and my dad's pretty, you know, he doesn't say much. He just, you know, is kind of sitting there, and then he just gave me this look, and he's like, "Why do you show her these things?"
We actually had a question. What's the topic? Well, this is a Mr. and Mrs. show, and what we're talking about on this segment is our funny family moments of the week. Something funny that's happened to our family this week. If you have one, share with us. PG, of course.
Yeah, but please share. Always please
and
share.
But I think this is now your funny family moment.
Actually, I'm going to talk more about this in segment two.
What is Bitmoji?
Let's talk a little
bit
more.
We're going to save that? Okay.
Save it because I'm talking about this in the next segment.
He's all planned today. I don't like it. Yeah, you're like planning things today, man.
I've felt under the weather the last couple of months, so I feel better today.
Because his Dodgers are
in
the playoffs.
Dodgers are playing the Cubs, so, you know, I'm good about that.
Man.
I don't think I have a funny family moment this week.
Don't lie.
No. All right. Here we go. Funny family moment. Last week, actually, I haven't felt well, as everybody knows, and I don't want to share the story, but I will. Whatever. So, you know, I'm not feeling well. I'm having to shake. I'm shaking and stuff. So I called my wife, and I was like, I feel really hot. She's like, well, take your temperature. So I couldn't get it to do anything because every time I put my mouth, it say 34 degrees. I was like, I know I'm not 34 degrees. Just hold on. Is this my story or yours?
It's a digital thermometer.
I'm not done yet. Okay. Yeah, it's a digital thermometer, right? So, no, I told you I haven't felt well. And
this like face been, is staying like this until no, you finish.
I will. I was shaking and nervous. I had a lot of I had a panic attack that day. I was having a panic attack. Okay. So I'm having a hard time trying to look at anything. So I hit the thermometer and it said L and then 34. I couldn't get it to do anything else. So her mother calls me, all right, and is like, all right, we're going to lunch. You want to go? I'm like, oh, sure. Maybe get me out of the house and make me feel better and get some lunch, get some food in me. So my wife, I call her back and say, all right, I'm going to lunch your mother to help and everything else. And she's like, take the thermometer with me. I was like, all right, I'll take the thermometer.
So you were very concerned that you couldn't get it to work. And right. So I said, why don't you just take it with you?
Can I finish?
Yes.
So she was like, you know, you're having trouble. Take it with you. Have my mom look at it. So we get done with lunch and everything, and we start walking back towards the car. And I pull out a thermometer. I was like, here, I need you to help me with this thermometer because I can't get my temperature taken. And she looks at me, and she's like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's a thermometer where you hit the button. She didn't say that, but she just started bawling, laughing. And my father-in-law looks at her and is like, what the hell? You know, like, really? So we get in the car, and she's like, here, all you had to do was press the button until it said L and put your mouth. So I did, and it's 78 degrees. Anyway, on the way. No, not 78. I was fine, 97. I got it. So 97. So we drive back to the house, right? And she texts me later. She's like, oh, yeah, you forgot your thermometer in the back seat. So first of all, the funny thing is I couldn't take my own temperature. And it's electric.
You know, digital.
Digital, thank you. It was a digital thermometer. So I had to get help with that. But I was sick. In my defense, I was very sick and everything. But yeah, that was a funny
story. That was funny. That story was very funny. I actually feel like that was my fault, that whole story.
It was your fault.
Well, there's your funny family moments of the week.
Funny family moments.
So I think the lesson learned is don't call your wife in the middle of work complaining about something and then tell her you're going to go have lunch with her mother, because she'll tell you to just take it to her mother instead.
Which I did.
Which she did.
So. I did. There's a lesson, kids. There's the lesson.
Lesson for my
mother. I think lesson of the story, don't always listen to your wife.
That is not the lesson.
Oh, that's the lesson, man.
I think it's.
How is that? Please explain to me how that's the lesson of the story.
Know how to use the medical equipment in your home. That's the lesson here.
That could be one. But I think the bigger one is don't listen to your wife on some occasions because.
I think it's called keep the manual. I think,
no. Well, I couldn't read. You remember? I was shaking. I can't hold it in my hands and read.
Okay. First of all, if you actually need to read the manual to press the button on the digital thermometer, you should not be taking your temperature to begin
but
with.
Anyway, going back to why, I mean, you know, first of all, I think she set me up on purpose. Every time I think about it, I'm like, you know what? Really? I know my wife set me up on purpose to make me look like a fool.
Okay, I didn't actually think you were going to take it with you because I said it kind of sarcastically.
Well, I couldn't tell. I was panicking at the time.
And I was busy.
Well, no, I was actually having a panic attack at the time.
Sorry,
and you were like, take it to my mother. So I actually think she did it on purpose.
Okay, my lesson learned is don't pick up when you call me while I'm working.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just saying, don't listen to your wife all the time. I'm telling you.
I don't think that that's the lesson.
Because she's going to try to make you look like a fool.
That's not true.
In front of her parents.
Well, there's the lesson, kids. That's the lesson. Lesson learned.
So I would say, as a cautionary tale, go find the thermometer in your house and make sure you know how to use it.
Yep.
In case there's an emergency and you need to take your temperature.
There you go. Learn how to do the thermometer. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned on Periscope over there. Everyone else, listen to us anytime on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. You can find us at MrAndMrsShow.com, Mr. and Mrs. Show, Facebook, and Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
I'm breathing in the chemicals.